A new challenge to a court decision allowing the use of write-in candidate lists at polling places has failed, as federal justice officials give the go-ahead to an Alaska Supreme Court decision allowing the State Division of Elections to provide guidance at polling places. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The state's highest court decided that election workers could provide lists of write-in candidates for voters on request, despite the efforts of the Alaska Democratic Party and the Republican Party of Alaska to stop the practice. After a week of legal wrangling, the Democratic Party lost its bid to keep a list of write-in candidates out of ballot booths. Friday evening, the Alaska Supreme Court issued its decision on the matter after the Division of Elections had requested an expedited review. The justices, citing state statutes, declared that if a voter asks for assistance, quote, the Division of Elections shall assist that person, unquote. The assistance can include helping a voter with the spelling of a candidate's name, the justices said. Alaska Democratic Party Chair Patty Higgins issued a statement declaring she's disappointed with the decision. She called the Division of Elections actions in creating a write-in list unprecedented in Alaska's history. Democrats had sued the State Division of Elections over the lists, saying the practice of allowing voters to see the names of write-in candidates violated state election laws. Moreover, gave one write-in candidate in particular an advantage at the polls. Republicans joined the Democrats in the suit, but Senator Lisa Murkowski's campaign joined the suit on the side of the state. A Superior Court judge decided the case in favor of the plaintiffs, but on appeal by the state, the Supreme Court justices sided with the Division of Elections, stressing the importance of voter intent. The justices said the right to vote is a way to ensure full membership in the political community, and a true democracy must ensure that each vote is as meaningful as another to ensure equality under the law. The justices cited numerous ways in which a voter could need spelling assistance, from dyslexia to language barriers. On Saturday, Anchorage attorney Kevin Clarkson filed suit against the State Division of Elections and its director in federal district court on behalf of five plaintiffs, seeking an injunction against the state Supreme Court's decision.
As of the time that we filed our pleadings in the federal court, the State Division of Elections had not obtained free clearance from the U.S. Department of Justice for the changes that the Alaska Supreme Court ordered to the write-in candidate procedure.
The plaintiffs charged that the Division of Elections implemented the use of write-in lists at polling places without federal Department of Justice approval or preclearance, thus violating the Voting Rights Act. The suit was short-lived, however.
And as of the time today when the state filed its opposition to our motion, they still had not obtained preclearance. But the Department of Justice, in astonishingly record time, faxed a preclearance letter approving the procedure that the state Supreme Court ordered. And so they now have preclearance to use the list.
Clarkson says the order came shortly before 3 this afternoon, but the attorney says further legal action is not out of the picture.
It's conceivable. We still have a claim under Section 2 and Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act with respect to the retrogressive effect of the procedure. We'll have to see whether or not our clients want to continue to pursue those claims after the election takes place tomorrow. But for the time being, the immediate motion that we had filed to stop the use of the list has become moot.
The state Supreme Court did agree with the Democrats that party affiliation was not to be made available on the lists. I'm Ellen Lockyer.